It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. On Tuesday, polls will open across New York City for the first ever citywide special election. It's the race to fill the seat of public advocate. The office was left vacant in January after its previous holder, Letitia James, was sworn in as the new state attorney general. There are 17 candidates on the ballot, although technically only 16 of them want your votes because State Assemblywoman Latrice Walker ended her campaign. Here now to help prepare us for voting is WNYC's City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Hey, Bridget.
Hi, David.
Before we jump into the details of the race, let's talk just a little bit about the role of the public advocate. What does the person do, and why do so many people want the job?
Well, in terms of some of the specific duties, they're laid out in the city charter. It's also a little bit of what the person makes of it. So it's a relatively new position. It's only existed since 1993. The public advocate can introduce city council legislation and presides over council meetings. The person serves as the city's ombudsman, holding the mayor and city agencies accountable. The public advocate's office also has a seat on the city's pension board. I spoke with Betsy Gottbaum, who served as a public advocate from 2002 to 2009, who says it's important to understand that this is a job that often deals with the micro issues facing New Yorkers.
Public advocate gets calls from people who are desperate, have no place to turn, and by helping those people with their problems, the public advocate is able to figure out larger issues that could be solved.
Now, David, to your other question, the reason why so many people want the job, it's really rare to have a citywide vacancy. This is a nonpartisan election, so, you know, candidates aren't running as Democrats and Republicans. They had to pick their own label. And when you look at the path of previous public advocates, the last two office holders have gone on to much higher office. See Bill de Blasio and, of course, Letitia James.
Right. So let's talk about some of the candidates. Out of the 17 or 16, have any leading contenders emerged?
So, David, there are a lot of names on this ballot.
Okay, I have my scorecard ready.
Seven of them are current or former elected officials. And that means, of course, they start with a built-in base, since at a minimum, people in their own district have seen their name on a ballot before. I'm going to talk to you about just three of the candidates who seem to be gathering a little bit of momentum. First, there is Jamani Williams, a city councilman from Brooklyn. He locked in endorsements from the New York Times, Working Families Party. Even the city's first public advocate, Mark Green, has been a big backer. You know, he has talked about being an activist in office and, you know, taking his work on issues like stop and frisk and opposing the mayor's affordable housing plan, you know, really using this office to elevate issues. There's also Assemblymember Michael Blake of the Bronx. He has a good amount of support from elected officials and a handful of organizations, including the good government group Citizens Union. One of the reasons they say they supported him was because they feel like he actually understands what the office can do. And then finally, there's Melissa Mark Viverito. She's the former city council speaker and one of just three women running for this office. She's got good endorsements, including El Diario, the city's largest Spanish language newspaper. She's also been endorsed by the city's chapter of the National Organization of Women. One of the things that she's made a point to draw attention to is that all people who hold citywide office in the city right now, mayor, comptroller, speaker, are white men. She has been pushing the fact that we need a little bit more diversity to advocate for all New Yorkers. She's also been someone who's been a big advocate for immigrants issues and was one of the first people to call for the closure of Rikers Island. And then, David, there are a slew of other candidates. And if we named them all, we would fill the whole rest of the time.
A lot of names, a lot to sort out here. What are the issues that have dominated this race?
Since this office provides oversight, lots of the major issues facing the city, from affordable housing to Amazon, were real fodder for the candidates. All but one candidate actually opposed that Amazon deal, whether it was the process by which it was reached or the package of grants and subsidies offered to the tech giant. There was actually only one candidate who was unabashedly for the Amazon deal, and that was City Councilman Eric Ulrich of Queens, the only elected Republican on the ballot. When the deal fell through, he blasted his opponents for driving Amazon away, and he also managed to secure the endorsement of the New York Daily News. Now, David, I need to make clear, that the public advocate would have no direct say in the Amazon deal. But given the office's bully pulpit, the person would inevitably weigh in. And if an individual faced a problem in their neighborhood with a city agency in connection to it or for other reasons, then that's how this office would play a role.
And given how much attention that issue is getting right now, that could affect how votes go.
Absolutely.
Given the number of candidates, will there need to be a runoff here?
No. In fact, David, a candidate could win this outright with just over 6% of the vote. And as you mentioned, this is the first citywide special election, so it's difficult to predict turnout. One report this week suggested it could range from 200,000 to 700,000 voters. Low turnout, but still a cool half million swing there, you know, who knows? This race will be decided based on which candidate really puts together the most impressive team to get out the vote.
Now, absolutely every vote is going to count. According to my math, 6% of, let's say on the low end, 200,000 total votes, you could win with 12,000 votes.
Which wouldn't be surprising. We've had special elections in city council districts and for state legislative offices where the winner was determined by really just a handful, a few hundred votes. So, like you said, every single vote will count in this race.
I hate to even bring this up, but the kicker of this whole race is that it all starts over again on Tuesday. What is going on here?
Oh, David, you know, you got to love New York State election law. So the person that wins this special election will hold the office only through the end of the year. But believe it or not, on Tuesday, people who want to run in a primary that will be in June can begin passing around petitions to get signatures so they can get on that ballot, because we're going to vote on this in a primary in June and then in a general election in November. And the person who wins that race ultimately will hold the office through the end of the term, which goes through 2021. Now, of course, whoever wins the special election has immediate advantage because they're the incumbent. But again, this is just reinforcing the notion that every registered voter needs to come out, vote on Tuesday, because your vote will count and will have an impact for races to go on over and over throughout the rest of the year.
Okay, we'll just have you on next week to have this conversation all over again.
Exactly.
WNYC City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen, thank you for explaining.
Thanks, David.